Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Right now on Earwolf. It's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Who needs some
Welcome bullet? To the music zone! Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, we got trucks. We got
dumps.
Hills.
We got dump trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got Macho Man Randy Savage. We're very sorry to Earwolf Studio. A giant, big liquid man just burst through the wall.
And he was
Yeah. I'm dead.
Oh, no. And then he died.
Oh, we'll always remember him.
And then you're wondering, what is this? Don't worry. This is Off Book, the
Improvised Musical Podcast.
With Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella. On the keys.
We got Brett on the fret.
Choo-choo.
Slash engineer. Woo.
That was rad, Brett.
Brett's cool.
Do that again.
And we also have Jaina Wiggins
on the stickers.
Our wonderful drummer slash producer.
We also have a great guest. You didn't hear them. That was a liquid man.
That was a liquid man and the ghost of a wrestler. They're both gone now.
But in their place is an amazing guest. We're so excited to have him. You know him from Breaking Bad and El Camino and Bob Hart's Abishola. It's Matt Jones!
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh. Such a method actor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. A real
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, a real breath, a real pause.
I believe if you have to push, then it's not worth pushing.
No. Whoa. I need to tell myself that a lot. I've started trying to do this thing on the pod where I take one ear off because I'm like, hot dang. Mm. As soon as I start singing, I like can't hear myself anymore. I'm just an echo of loud belts in my own head.
Yeah.
I feel like more people in my life have said, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm right here.
To you?
I'm
you're a loud talker?
I'm a loud talker because I'm deaf. I can't hear shit.
Oh.
Always?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I went and got my ears checked, and I said to my fiance, I was like, I'm going to go get my ears checked. She's like, thank God. And I call her as soon as I get out. I was like, you're not going to like the results. I have perfect hearing.
So you're not deaf.
Yeah, no, the doctor literally said, I think it's mental. And I was like, well, fuck you too.
Well, thank you for that feedback didn't want. I thought you were going to say, use this Lee's eardrops and all will be well.
I was hoping I'd get one of those old-timey ear horns or something.
Have you ever done ear coning before?
So this was going to be my question because this is like...
It doesn't do anything.
You're not supposed to put the Q-tips way deep into your ears
to
clean them out. You're not supposed to go on like an excavation with those little boys because they will push the wax up in and they'll make it worse.
Yes.
But the coning is like scoops it out and is safe.
No. It's a total scam.
It's bullshit.
But it's like these beeswax covered up like canvas cones, very, very narrow cones, and you put it in your ear and you lean to the side and then you set it on fire.
Good.
So the idea is that the heat causes a reaction that is like pulling it out. I think it works a teeny bit. But the thing is, when you open it, you're like, oh my gosh, look at all that wax. But it's the beeswax
melting from the candle.
Have and it's super, like, it's very scientific because everybody knows medicine and fire always go hand in hand.
Humans are where humans are because of fire.
Yes,
fire
exactly.
allowed us to do all the other cool things like make micro machines.
Like how many times have you been in surgery and the doctor's like, I need a lighter?
And it's, I mean, honestly, I've been put out for every time I've had surgery, so probably every time.
Yeah. I can only imagine that there's actually a fire pit in every operating room.
It's just like one of those barbecue tables.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it partially makes sense to me, though. I always assumed it would be like, okay, you have your ear to the side and then you have a candle underneath and you just the flame just melts that wax.
No, your ears to the side and the fire is straight up and it's supposed to draw it out.
Maybe
but what it's really
doing
is melting stuff that's already in the paper and it's a total scam.
Have you thought about just going sideways over a fire, let that wax
drip out?
Yeah,
what about a small vacuum cleaner? Isn't that what we do now?
That's a horrible idea because your whole you're based on equilibrium so if you suck out
two small vacuum cleaners.
Two small vacuum cleaners.
One on each side.
And also you need some layer of wax, it's like keeping out way worse.
Two
stuff.
Small, weak vacuum cleaners.
I feel
like everything.
I'm sorry, Zach. We're gonna have to deny your application to this.
Well, sharks. This was gonna make you both a lot of money. I've never seen Shark Tank, but I assume small vacuum cleaner for your
what?
Ears.
You've never seen Shark Tank?
No.
What do you watch over the holidays with your family?
Have you never been trapped in a hotel room?
That's Property Brothers time for Zach.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't get HGTV, so he really binges.
HGTV is my
I love that's it so much.
It's
I
so
love
good.
It so much. I don't like the Property Brothers. No, I mean, I don't know them personally.
No,
but
just don't like them.
There's a sentence. They're not as genuine as, like, you know, even the Flip or Flop couple, they truly hate each other.
Yeah,
like,
well, that
now
was sad.
They're now divorced.
No, yeah, now and now they're working together. But there's, like, a genuine
there's
hatred
a real,
there.
There's
know?
A real...
And who's the adorable Magnolia Home
Fixer
people?
Upper, yeah. Chuck and Joanna Gaines.
Chip and Joanna.
Chip and thank you so
I
much.
I like the
Chip
my, and Joanna my lottery dream house man.
He's, my lottery dream
he
house.
Just follows people who have won the lottery and they need help buying a house.
What? That's a show?
Ooh, there is. It's a good one.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
We go now to a beautiful street in suburbia. Every home here has been touched by some makeover show. To your left, a fixer-upper. To your right, a love-it-or-list-it. Further down the street, an extreme home makeover. Every street... Every home on this street has been touched. And the sun breaks over the hill. Another beautiful morning. Good morning, Makeover Street. Good morning, Makeover Street. It's another perfect day. Say hello, come out and greet. Another perfect day on Makeover Street.
Good morning, Carol.
Oh, good morning, Hank. My, how is your accent while holding up?
Well, now that you asked, it's really adding a pop of color that pulls the room together. It's a fad that isn't a fad. I'm sure it's gonna last forever. And it's not just that room. The kitchen is also classic to last. Have you seen my multifaceted mirror tile backsplash?
Good morning.
Culver Street.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, hi, Gregory.
Yeah, told you I'm not gonna clean up my yard no matter what you say.
Oh, Gregory, it's quite all right, but does it ever get a little sad that...
Sad?
You're the only house untouched by TV.
You'll never get me!
There's nothing in line on your yard that we can't see.
It's an interesting style decision as far as your decoration goes. There's an engine of a car on the lawn and a whole bunch of flamingos.
Morning.
I've got weeds that are taller than me that no one can see my living room.
He's got weeds.
I've got a toilet 10 feet from my front door. I can shit while I see who's standing next door.
Otherwise, good morning.
My father was buried in the garage last year.
Oh, what? My gosh, Greg.
I cover him with lye when anyone comes near. I burn trash in the backyard for fun. And I dare you, I've got a gun.
Gregory needs help. I know that he's saying he doesn't want anyone near his house, but he buried his father in the garage.
I mean, there's gotta be something we could do so that he could say good morning to Makeover Street.
Good night to Makeover Street.
Good morning to Makeover Street.
Good night to Makeover Street.
There's someone out there that can make Gregory's life so sweet if he'd only say good morning.
I wish I lived on Makeover Street.
Hi, Mr. Gregory. Mr. Gregory.
Mr. Gregory, come out. We can see you over the weeds in your living room.
What do you kids want?
We just wanted to see if you got our ball.
Yeah, I got a ball. Got a lot of balls in here.
Yeah, but you have our ball?
What color is it?
It's a classic red kickball, okay, wall ball
on.
Ball.
Okay, basketball.
And it's got a sticker of an octopus with sunglasses on it, and he's dunking a basketball.
Right, yeah, football. So there's a ball on the ball.
Lacrosse ball, bocce ball. Hold on. I can't. Kids are going to have to give me a minute.
Just let us in and we'll look for it with you.
No, you can't come inside. No one can come inside.
Please, Mr. Gregory.
No, my... You're not invited!
Yeah, we're coming
in. It's like my heart.
What?
Certain things can't be explained. Why a man cries, why it rains.
Because he's sad and the water's silent.
Why I can't be touched without shivering.
Probably past trauma of some sort.
Why? I can't let go of her diamond ring.
Oh.
Even though she left me for another man.
We're really getting to the heart of it.
But now my life, it's got a plan to never fall in love again.
That's a bad plan. That's a bad plan.
I'll never fall in love again. Single another friend.
That's an even worse plan than the first plan.
Why do I ever need to fall in love again?
Mr. Gregory, you've already told us so much than before.
I'm sorry, that was expositional.
You could let us into your heart and your front door.
You're too young for me.
Yes, but we could help you. We can help you see this to the end. You could start before you fall in love by making two new friends.
So never falling in love again.
But I can make two underage friends.
So never falling in love again.
I can make two underage friends.
We can make two underage consensual friends.
Didn't have to add consensual.
I think we're just friends.
shit, that's not how friends talk.
Please open this gate now.
We're making headway.
We think that if you try, then maybe somehow we can manage it. We can take your old plan and we can throw it out. We can quit on that plan and to never fall in love again.
Maybe just one more time.
You can fall in love again.
Shot, kids.
We
you
only
can
have
help
one
me.
Shot.
You just got a one shot.
One shot.
To help me.
Fall in love, love again.
Well, here's our ball.
Kyla.
Here's your ball. I found it.
Thank you. But thanks, not, Mr. Gregory.
But we're not going to leave.
No?
No.
Okay.
Kyla, did you hear what he said?
We only have one shot to help him fall in love again.
One shot, glory.
One shot, before you go.
Glory, give this old man one friend.
And I will not throw away this shot. I will not throw away this shot. Before his heart falls and drops, I won't throw away
this. We've only got one shot. We'll not miss this chance to help this friend. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Oh, look, there's spaghetti on the front porch.
One shot, two children are coming. I've fallen from grace. Fallen from grace to fall in love.
I just don't. You know what? I'm looking at our slate and I just don't like it. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, here's what I want to say to you. Okay. I'm loving what we have on the air, but
yes.
I'm hating what we have in development. Okay.
Okay, Cindy, can you not use the word hate so much?
Okay, you're right.
Some
you're
people
right.
work really hard here
right,
for you.
You're right. I'm okay. so sorry, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter, here's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
I just like there's nothing here that's. Mm-hmm. Sparking me right
I've
now.
I've had so many suggestions that I've written up on the board, and
Mark,
you say they're
Mark,
just not right for HDTV.
Mark, we thank
let a sloth you. Decorate my living room is a good idea for a show.
Mark,
sloth room.
Mark,
starring Mark.
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 We see through your very thinly veiled plans to get in front of the camera.
It doesn't have to be me. It can be a sloth and someone else.
No, but it always is you when you're a suggestion.
Every pitch, it ends up being you as the host, Mark. And what we do here is development. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We are the crack team of HGTV.
Mm-hmm.
We've given you Flip or Flop. We've given you
Property Brothers.
We've given you Love It or List It.
My Island Getaway.
We've given you House Hunters.
We've given you that Treehouse fucking show. Have
yes.
you seen that?
It's called,
I've seen it. I produced it.
Yes.
I don't remember the name.
It's called That Treehouse Fucking Show, where yeah. we build a house for a couple in a tree, and then we watch them make love.
Rehab Addict. The
huge
list goes on. But what we
We
don't
also
have
Sloth Decorates My Living Room.
Mark,
oh, we don't
we
have
don't.
That. What a good idea Mark, for a show that
Mark,
one might.
Mark.
Mark.
Mark. We don't have that, and we never will. I'm just thinking, okay, we see these people, and we see their homes.
I
and
know.
We're like, okay, and it's the before and the after. It's the wow, right?
We have a lot of shows like that.
We have a lot of shows like that, but...
Mark, something with pizzazz. Something with spark. Something that has nothing to do
something starring
with you,
Mark.
Mark. God
no,
damn it.
Something that's hot. That would compete with that take of sharks. We need something brand new.
We need something starring Mark. We need a sloth decorates your living room starring Mark.
No.
What about a sloth decorates your living room starring Mark? I think we maybe should go with a 24 episode order just to start. We need a sloth decorates your living room starring Mark.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
Let's go back to the board. This is Blue Sky. Let's think of ideas. Let's give it a try. What do we know about the thing that we already do? And then how to make it new.
Let's make it sharp. Let's make it static. We got to stick to our demographic. How do we sell more things? How do we push this shit out the door?
Decorate your kitchen starring Mark.
No,
we'll
no.
change it.
agent, right? An ostrich decorates your kitchen, starring Mark.
You're getting closer, I will admit.
Someone else decorates her kitchen, and Mark is in the back in the dark, but I think it's got to do with the kitchen, and involves Mark.
What about?
Honestly, if we have an animal in with you, there's no way you're gonna be the star of the tube. It's gonna upstage you. Listen to that old advice, and it's so all nice. Don't be on film with kids or animals. That's how you don't make a fan of yours. You will fade to the background, then that's a bad idea that we just found.
I've got it. The problem that we have, I've cracked it open wide. All the programs that we have decorating houses, we focus on the inside. What we really need to do to give this news show a spark is to work on the yard outside and to not have Mark.
Great.
A sloth and an ostrich do yard work without
animals.
Mark.
No animals.
A sloth and an ostrich do yard work without Mark.
Mark.
I've got an idea. Here's the best part. It kind of rhymes with Mark. Why don't we use a mark?
Oh,
a mark who's got a broken heart.
That's what I was thinking, is like, people love to watch reality so they can escape their reality. What would that be? Well, it seems to me we should merge the two together. What if it's not just your house we change, but we help another part rearrange? We don't rehab your house alone. We also do your heart and your home.
We help a man become Mark.
Okay.
We help a man become happy and healthy like Mark.
Okay, you have a really high sense of self.
Mark likes what Mark's laying down. Even after dark, we're gonna help a lonely, scared old man be more like Mark.
Well, that's a start.
Okay, I think we gotta make a video to nominate Mr. Gregory for this new show.
Kyla, we absolutely gotta make a video. Do you want to do it just like sort of,
hey, do you kids want some sandwiches? How you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, we're doing well. Yeah, we're just, we'll take some sandwiches.
Do you mind if we film this?
Yeah. No, that's fine, that's fine. I'm just, you know, babysitting. You two ain't babies no more.
No, not babies anymore. And do we call it babysitting?
Sorry.
No.
Calling it, no.
Doing your mom a favor.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't call it child watching. That sounds creepy.
No, I meant like, I just.
Mandan.
I just wanted to be clear, like, about, you know, the dynamic here. Like, you know, sometimes people say, I'm babysitting this weekend, but they're like the dad.
Right. Oh, hey. Since we're about to go make a video to try to help Gregory, you know who's like an old man who seems really fulfilled in his life? Mr. Bo Bronson.
Oh, you can call, just call me Uncle Jeff.
Okay, Uncle
but
Jeff.
Bo Bronson is fine, you know.
Jeff Bro Bronson.
Uncle Jeff.
It's Jeff with the G-E-O-F-F.
Yes, and we don't ever say G-off,
even though I want to every time I read it. Uncle Jeff, you've never had a wife leave you.
No, of course not.
You've never buried your dad in your garage.
And covered him in lie.
You seem like more or less you have your adult life put together, and we want to help our friend.
Mr. Gregory, get nominated for this show called Heart Home Rehab Edition.
What? You want to get him on the television? You think that's going to fix him? Do you know anything about Hollywood? Doesn't fix your insides. You got to be fixed first.
Oh, I
forgot. You try to go in there and fill some hole, you're going to dig deeper until you hit rock bottom.
I forgot. Uncle Jeff was one of the last, like, contract players at MGM.
I got my heart broken by the silver screen.
His screen test is, like, really dynamic. It's really sad.
It's really incredible.
I went up to Louis B. Mayer, and I said, sir, you got yourself a star on your hands. And I sang him this song.
Film it.
Okay.
Top hat, tap shoes, bow tie and love. Cufflinks, monocle, pocket scarf and love. I'll take you dancing, then we'll maybe do romancing. And if we can get something else in, I'm gonna have sex with you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Gonna do you
sex.
Gonna do you like a Christian should. Gonna do you. Gonna do you like Jesus would. Pray to you three times a day. How do you do? Lay you down on Jesus' hay. I'm gonna screw you. L-O-V-E love. L-O-V-E love. L-O-V-E love. And that's how you explain love. That's how you explain. I really mean it. That's how you explain love. Now you see, when I tried to do that song for Louis B. Mayer, it was 1952, and people weren't ready for that.
Well, you wrote that one, right?
I did. I wrote it. It's still workshopping, but, you know.
I think it's crazy.
I know.
About
I
having
feel like,
sex in the 40s.
But I feel like they should have been able to see your raw talent, Uncle Jeff,
know.
Even if not every. I mean, so they tried him out a little bit as a stuntman, but then he didn't last very long.
No,
he
I did not.
Like to talk about
but
it.
But he then came back and had like such a long and fulfilling life. That's just yep. one chapter that he was
I know.
To put
and then eventually
him.
I wrote on Frasier, and then everything was hunky dory.
Did you write the part about the song?
What?
Did you write
the part
hot
about a
toss
song
salad
called
and scrambled eggs?
No, toss salad and scrambled eggs. Nope.
Did you write that part?
No, that was...
Did you write the lines about Duck
LaRange?
I
actually had no creative input on the opening to the show. I got... Oh, boy. I was season 3, episode 5.
Did you write the the jokes about Duck LaRange?
No, I really wish I would have. I was more of a...
Uncle Jeff, did you do that episode that has the classic cold open where Niles does that, like, seminal physical bit where he's ironing his clothes and he sees his own blood and passes out?
Oh, God. I wish I would have done that. That was a funny guy. Also named Jeff, funny enough, who wrote that bit.
I just want to know, I guess, what parts of Frasier were you?
What parts of Frasier were you?
Specifically, what kinds of Frasier did you do?
What kinds of Frasier were you?
That man in Seattle with a talk show of his own. He is on the radio, he never used a phone. Also, his ex-wife is there, and boy, is she a pain. All of those things are going through Frasier's brain. And you, as a writer, would have to distill that and put it for an audience very, very fast. Every week, week after week, oh, what a day, sir. I just want to know, what are the parts you wrote of Frasier?
What part of Frasier were you?
What parts of Frasier did you do?
What parts of Frasier did you think through? What parts of Frasier did you do?
Well, before my resume is gone, I like to lean on an actor, John. Oh, yes, that man was no baloney. He's a good old man. His name was John Mahoney.
I hope you gave him jokes and he gave care. And I love the way he leaned a lot back in that chair. Oh, yes, I know about him and I would not fret. See, he had such good timing with that dog named Ed.
What parts of Frasier did you do? What parts of Frasier did you do?
So many
stories, and I hope they're true. And we learn what parts of Frasier did you do?
I like Daphne. Oh, perfect. This video's great. My great uncle talking about his life in Hollywood. And we'll put that underscoring images of Gregory alone.
Gregory doesn't
have
that.
Perfect. And we send it away. And some postage stamps. Good luck, Manila envelope. Gold envelope. Go and reach the fine folk at HGTV. And we watch
touch the envelope as it travels down like a feather on the wind. And it travels
out of
travels.
A mail carrier's hand. It blows to the air into a mail truck. And then it flows out of the mail truck. Sucked into an airplane engine, safely into the cargo of a mail plane. And then the plane lands into the head of another mail carrier who falls down a sewer grate.
But don't worry, it lands on water, and it's traveled like a little boat on a river.
A mail boat!
A tiny, tiny mail boat through, and then it plops through an open window on a New York City subway.
Let's see what Mark has in his subway car pocket today.
Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Mark?
Yes?
Mark, you fell asleep.
Sorry.
We were talking.
I was just thinking
but
of
also,
this envelope I found on the subway.
Yeah, what is it?
Hmm?
What is it?
Well, it's a mail address to HGTV.
That's us.
Okay.
Let me just...
Are you going to talk about every piece of mail you got today?
Yeah, I could. I got a box of C's candy. From a
Mark.
Certain little lady I love.
Okay, Mark.
My beautiful,
Mark.
Beautiful niece.
Okay, Mark. It's really nice that you're close with your nieces and your nephews, but can you please just tell us what this envelope addressed to us is about?
Yes.
Someone sent an envelope with a stamp on it?
Yes. Not
handwritten?
Only that, not only that. It's one of those special edition stamps that you would have had to buy about the time the new Terminator movie came out.
Which one?
The new one.
Oh.
The not Sarah Connor Chronicles. Terminator New.
Oh,
new
yeah.
Terminator. I don't know the name of it.
Yes.
It's just a
they
picture.
Have stamps?
It's a picture of Daenerys from Terminator.
Oh, sure.
I don't know how to describe the name of that movie. Yes. I'm going to open the letter
good.
Now.
Good. Mm.
Rip, rippity, rip, rippity, mm. Rip, 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 rip.
Mark makes everything such a to-do.
I know, jeez.
Let me use my letter opener.
Oh, my gosh,
it's a
Mark.
Peacock feather I got from the zoo. Have you been to the zoo? I went there with my beautiful
Jesus,
niece.
Mark.
She brought me up. You took the letter
Oh, my gosh.
From me.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, this letter.
It's so sweet. It's from two children on Makeover Street, one of our favorite blocks of suburbia.
Honestly, we've done it a lot.
We did every single house on that street, didn't we?
Oh. All but one.
They drew us a map.
This is the one house.
And they've given us, I guess it's a flash drive with a, plug it in here, and a video file. Okay.
Oh, wow, they really did their work.
What part of Frasier was you? I don't really see how that part relates.
But I will say that they'll overlap it with another guy.
Oh, look at these pictures of the one house on Makeover Street.
This man doesn't have anything that this other man has.
Oh, no life full of adventures being a short-lived contract actor.
They said he has a broken heart.
He's perfect.
For our show.
Home Heart Makeover Extreme Edition.
Home Heart Makeover Extreme Edition? Did you just fucking come up with that?
I don't know. It's a working
That's
title.
That's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I can't stress how good it is.
No.
No, Cindy, look me in the eyes. Fuck you. That's so good.
Cindy.
Wait, what about this? What about this?
Cindy.
Heart is where your home is.
Holy fuck, Cindy.
No.
Cindy, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
You've got the show. You've got the log line. Are you kidding me, Cindy?
It's like a lightning bolt falling out of the sky. Hitting me in my heart.
Idea Zeus up there on Genius Olympus.
They've never given me this much credit before. We must be on to something grand. Yes, we three from HGTV, we have a plan.
I thought you were an empty pair of pumps, that your brain was made up of a garbage dump. But you have come up with the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yay! Home Heart Makeover Edition. Home Heart Makeover Edition.
It doesn't need a sloth or ostrich, it needs no additions. Home Heart
Makeover Edition.
Oh, yeah! Your home is where your heart is, and your heart is your home. No one should have a bad yard and be alone.
No.
So we'll do both at the same time as one. And the ratings will soar when we're done.
I don't wanna be some spit in your eye, but isn't this a lot like the episodes of Queer Guy?
No.
It's very similar for making over the home
and
the guy.
Yes, you're right.
But we'll rebrand it.
Because it's Home Heart.
It's Home Heart Makeover Edition.
We're similar, but with a darker mission.
dress. We don't focus on personal grooming, but the other two, yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We do the rest we do. Interior and exterior design and culture of the heart. And Cindy, this is really a very good place to start. We're calling it Home Heart
Makeover Edition.
Home Heart Makeover Edition.
Home Heart Makeover Edition. The edition we will build is in your
heart. Will Home Heart Makeover Edition fill the void
in Gregory's heart? Find out when we return to the second half of Home Heart Makeover Edition.
This is such a good idea.
The musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back to the second act of Home Heart Makeover Edition.
When we last left our makeover street, Gregory was alone building up walls, physical and mental, while two kids submitted him for a Home Heart Makeover Edition. Will they succeed? Find out now!
Mr. Gregory!
What is it?
Guess what we did?
I don't know. A Gru?
Yeah. I guess so. But also, through Moxie and Whimsy, we got you selected to be on television.
On television? I thought we were friends.
Well, yeah.
We are friends, but see, there's a show. We realized that we don't really have the emotional tools to maybe help you do all the things that you need. So we sort of reached out for help to the HGTV, and they agreed to do a show about you and your house and to fix your home and your home.
I don't know, guys. I have a long history with television.
Oh.
You do?
You do?
I was an actor for years.
Oh, my gosh.
No, of course. How would you know? That's one of the reasons I'm held up in this house. I lost a part to one of my friends, and then he ran away with my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
This town will chew you up and spit you out.
Which town? Hollywood or this town?
Oh, that the metaphor of a town.
Yeah. Chomp, chomp. Like, chomp, chomp.
A chomp, chomp town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that he's so guarded, but also, once you start scratching the surface a little bit, he really opens up.
I love it.
I had dreams as a boy. Dreams to be a famous actor.
Well,
I wanted to be Andy Griffith. I wanted to whistle and snap on the way to the pond.
I don't know who that is.
I wanted to be Mr. Brady.
Nope.
With all my kids under my arms. I wanted to be Carl Winslow. Always angry at Steve. I wanted to be show on TV. I wanted to be me on TV. I wanted to be me on TV.
Instead, your story is grim and sad, for you never got to be
me on TV. Sitcom dad. That's what I wanted to be.
You know, a sitcom dad could be almost anything.
What do you mean?
You could be an HGTV sitcom dad.
Oh, boy.
If you think of it, it has a nice ring.
If you're going to start talking about streaming, I'm going to lose my shit.
You could be on a streaming service.
Oh, God damn it.
But streaming is the future. Even though I know it might make you nervous. You could be on TV. You could be Gregory.
I wanted to be on Hogan's Family.
Have been canceled for years.
What? They've been. You're telling me Step by Step's not still on the air?
I have never heard of
Step
a
by Step and Day by Day.
Then where is Patrick Duffy?
You'll have to make it another way. You can be Gregory. The crew's here now, Gregory.
I'm gonna be me. On tea.
Streaming tea. Free.
Oh,
Okay, wow, we are working with a lot here.
How's it going? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Cindy.
Cindy, hello.
Hello.
I'm Mark, animal wrangler.
Hi, Mark. Hey, how you doing?
And we're just so excited and honored to take you on this journey.
Cool, excellent.
So we're going to do like something so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to really love it. So while we transform your house into a space that's more livable and clean and probably with an open concept and I would say some zero-scaping, we're going to keep...
Cindy, what are you doing for dinner?
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Was that too forward?
No.
I thought you were here to...
Gregory?
Peter,
really?
Peter, are we getting this? Are we getting this?
Yeah, we're getting it. Just shut the fuck up, Mark. Wow. Wow, we had this whole...
Yeah.
We had this whole idea that while we were fixing your house, we would send you to speed dating, but actually...
Or you and I could just... There's a Panera Bread down the street.
Oh, I love Panera Bread, and no one will ever give me the chance to go there.
Peter, excellent. Peter. Have you ever had their cheese broccoli
Peter.
Soup?
Yes.
Peter, are we still getting it?
Yes, we're getting it.
You
stop
didn't,
talking.
You didn't stop.
Mark,
okay.
Look me in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you ever...
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like on a crisp day like today.
Oh, it is crisp. I noticed that too. I love your choice of verbiage.
Thank you. I feel like when you put it in a bread bowl, it's just it's a real decadent treat.
It is.
And it gets the whole Panera of it all involved.
Cindy, you have a sense of humor. That's on my checklist.
Oh, I have a checklist too.
Do you want to share our checklist?
Yeah, here. Give me yours. Mine's in my back pocket.
She needs to be not racist.
Check.
She needs to be so sweet.
I try.
She needs to be very tall.
I'm tall. I'm 5'8 and a half.
Tall enough for me.
I can check that box I see.
Just tall, not racist and sweet. That's all I need.
Peter. Are we getting this?
Yes,
we are. Are we getting this? Cause they're getting each other.
They're loving each other.
Are we getting this?
Yes.
Are we getting them getting each other?
Getting each other.
Such a spark, such a thing. Honestly, it's like no other. Are we getting this? Are we getting them getting each other?
What'd you say? Also kidding. Check.
Wow. And number three is has a heart.
I do have a heart. Excellent. It's not working all the time. Just kidding. I need to eat more healthy.
So do I. But I'd love to, you know, do that with you. Maybe
Maybe
we don't get the bread bowl.
Maybe we go to a farmer's market.
Wow. And make a recipe based on what we could get that day.
Okay.
Great.
Are we getting this? Are we getting them getting each other?
Getting them getting each other.
Peter, are we getting this?
Mark, you
are we getting
asked
them
me 30 times.
Other.
And yes, we're getting them getting each other.
I'm just worried that maybe your hand slipped off the button because it was covered in butter. Wanna
Mark,
make sure that
if you question me doing my job again, I'm going to lose my mind.
Okay, say your favorite side to get at Panera on three.
Okay.
One, two, three. More bread.
I wasn't going to say anything because I think their sides are disgusting. So I always get more bread.
What a good listener. He didn't say it. He listened.
I kept my mouth shut.
Wow. I feel like we're getting each other.
I feel that we're getting each other.
I feel like we're filming the two of you getting each other.
Yeah.
Kyla?
Yeah. What is it, Ty?
I just feel like...
Ty.
They're definitely...
Ty.
Thank you for using my full name.
You're welcome.
My first name is Ty. My middle name is Tyler. And my last name is Ty. So my full name is Ty.
Ty.
Kyla.
Ty.
Kyla.
Yes.
I'm like so happy what's happening between that lady, Cindy, mm-hmm. and Mr. Gregory right now.
Yeah.
But she did say that one of the things he wants is a heart. And I just worry a little bit that he opened up to us so much.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what if he can't do it for her? What if he gets nervous?
Oh, tie. It's yes? tough. I mean, it's hard, right? You never know for sure.
Like, oh, do you kids want some lemonade?
Oh, hi, Uncle Jeff. Uncle Jeff.
Yeah.
Isn't it hard to be in love?
Oh, boy. About the hardest thing in the world. It's like
harder
climbing
than tech
up a mountain backwards.
What? Harder than tech decks?
No, that's pretty difficult.
Trying to do a kickflip using just your fingers?
Yeah, it's hard.
That's pretty hard. Do you know what else is hard? Getting a rewrite through when harder you got a making... network meeting in 5 minutes.
A what?
Nothing. Just an old Frasier joke.
Is it true that Kelsey Grammer refused to rehearse, making it a real nightmare experience to be a guest actor on that show?
I signed a contract to never say anything about Kelsey.
Fair.
I signed a contract that I would do all my chores. Sometimes I break it, but I try.
Well, you kids sure have yourselves in a pickle. Sounds like this boy here that you're trying to help, he's got a heart that's open.
It's open to us.
And it's also open to attack.
And it's also closed sometimes.
So you guys gotta protect him.
Yeah, you're right. We can't let him be too vulnerable too fast. We gotta let him fall in love, but like slow. Like a slow motion fall. Like in the Matrix when they can bend all the way backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fall like, whoops, I'm off a cliff.
No, but like a cool womp, like bullet time fall.
Yeah, yeah. A womp. A woman will fall.
What we need to do is let him fall in love naturally, and we guide him to that natural point by putting outside force on it so that it happens naturally without assistance, but we make it happen just like in reality TV.
Yeah, I'd say that, like, we have not meddled enough.
We need to do some more meddling.
Well, you're not going to get an argument from me. This sounds to me like a heck of a story.
Uncle Jeff, will you give us a ride to the Panera and quit borrowing your trench coat?
Absolutely. Jump on in my Cadillac.
You know what? We're going to have to drive pretty fast. Put the pedal to the metal because we're meddling. We're going to meddle it up today. Put the pedal to the metal because we're meddling. We're going to meddle in every way. Everyone out there watching, I hope you all can settle in to a meddling that's about to begin. Our meddling.
This man's life is none of your business, but you're a couple of kids.
Sure are.
Kids are always the heart of the story, so I can't mess with your biz.
Even if it's not a good idea, you know I'm gonna try. As sure as your name is Kyla, and my name is Ty. So put the pedal to the metal, cause we're meddling. Yeah, we're meddling today. Put the pedal to the metal, cause we're meddling. We're meddling in every single way.
Gotta put my driving glasses on, cause I can't see 20 feet in front of me.
Wait,
Didn't mention that I'm 83 and I'm scared to leave the house.
And here we are at our destination.
then I said, wow, I've never had your support like this before. And then suddenly it was like the three of us coworkers saw each other in a new light. And then I realized, goodness, I really put a lot into one avenue of my life, and I've ignored another part, my heart.
Oh, yeah. You sure talk a lot.
And you sure listen so much.
Oh, thank you. Excellent.
And are you ready to tell me, you know, about why you have so many weeds and why your father was in your garage? Hello, very tall gentleman in a trench coat.
Hello, name is Bye-Bye-Bye-Bye, which stands for Byron Bye.
Bye-Bye.
You don't need to say.
There's a voice coming from your chest.
Yes, that is my pacemaker, because I'm old and my heart, it's so saggy. And the blood goes back when it should go up and down when it should go left.
You're doing great.
I'd poke more holes in this theory if I wasn't so nervous about my current situation.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm just here to say that my lovely wife, whom we hold hands all the time and get along so well, one of the things that we do when we're holding hands alone at night is we get vulnerable with things that we wouldn't tell anyone else, that we would only tell to someone we would hold hands with.
Good job. This is supernatural.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I have a 401L. It's a plan which saves my piggy bank dollars altogether.
Get out while we're doing
And
well.
Goodbye!
Oh, I guess I should get a 401L.
I'm sorry.
I don't have a 401L.
Those are my only two friends in the world.
Oh,
a couple of kids. They're wearing a trench coat. Trying to get me to be vulnerable with you because they want me to fall in love with you.
You're so perceptive.
Bail on the coat!
Good, I'm hot!
Who knows we're doing?
Good, I'm hot!
It's they mean well.
Here, you get on top and we'll go back.
No, I think he already knows. No, die.
We have to meddle. Get on top and we'll go back.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
How do
I be vulnerable? Ask me a question, I guess. I'll answer anything.
Why do you feel like you wanted your house to fall into disarray?
Wow.
Sorry.
Why do I feel?
I'm sorry. I guess I'm used to producing these shows where we have to get to the heart of it so quickly.
Oh, when you manipulate people's emotions to create drama?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it's fast, but it's not always right. And if you want to go slow, we can. It won't be good TV.
Oh, wait.
But it'll be good for you and me.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
It's up to you.
Why do I feel? Why do I feel? If you prick me, do I feel?
Why do you feel? Why do you feel? Be my onion. Let me
fell in love many times before. Walked through that hall, opened that door. But then she left, then she came back for more. I can't ever trust or ever love again.
Start
over with you.
It can
feel.
Be my onion.
Orange.
Oh, I love that.
It's a little sweeter.
It's a harder shell, but there's only one real layer. It's not a twisted game with tricks. No, you won't play a player. Instead, we'll get to the heart of it. Yes, we'll get to the meat. And we can start a new day on Makeover Street.
Makeover Street.
Makeover Street.
We were meddling. Makeover.
And I think you also made over me. Cause I feel made over now that we were lucky enough to meet.
Was that vulnerable enough for you?
That was perfect.
Thanks.
Did we get that, Mark? Did we get that, Peter?
What?
Did we get that?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. We were falling in love.
Good. I don't want us to get that. That's not for TV.
Oh, my God. Cindy, you've changed so much.
That's for me and Gregory.
Peter, I've never met anyone like you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm sorry, Mark, I know you just had your whole
Mark,
thing
this
going
is just
on.
Honestly, we're just on location. This is a one-time thing. Seriously.
I mean,
I'm young. I'm 26. I have so much life.
How old do you think
live.
I am?
I don't know, 48? I don't know.
I'm 32 years old.
Really?
Life has been
Sweetie,
hard on
you
me.
You need to work out.
Thank you.
Mark, take some more time. And honestly, water. Like, not...
So much water.
I have to put an
emphasis on...
You need
to drink
on.
So much water.
You need
water.
To drink a lot.
Icky. I don't like the taste. Icky. Water's icky. I mean, Peter, if it's just a one-time thing, that's totally
okay, it's
fine.
Just a one-time thing. And just spin. They're falling in love. We don't need to steal their thunder.
Die.
You thinking of what I'm thinking?
Yeah. Here's some water.
From a very tall woman.
Here's some water. And I know that you should hydrate. And there's nothing else we're here to do. We're not here to intercede. No.
Water that I've drank. I'll drink this water gone. Oh, look, all of the wrinkles on my face are smooth, so smooth, so beyond what I ever thought. Now let me look in a mirror very quick. I look 10 years younger. I guess water did the trick.
But I'm still not interested. I've got my own life to live.
Peter, do your thing. I think water tastes really gross, but I'm gonna drink it if it's better for me. We're all just doing the most.
Oh, tie. I hope these loves have legs. I hope that they find their own fate in their own way. And you and I have growing up to do.
People's hearts.
We should.
people.
And he wrote on the reboot of Frasier. They done it again.
The end. Oh my gosh, that was Home Heart Makeover Edition. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back, Matt Jones.
What a true delight.
Thank you guys
for
having me.
So much fun. You're killing me.
I'm so drunk.
Yeah, I noticed that. No, and yet, holding it together so incredibly well.
I drank three cups of that nitro cold brew and I'm still shaking.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah,
it's
y'all both were drinking it like it wasn't what it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had this much. Matt really was
You had three full glasses.
Yeah, I had three full glasses.
I said the phrase this much on a podcast, so I had, you know, a small serving of one glass.
Yeah, I'd say a mouse's share.
I had three glasses, and I can see through time.
That's pretty
cool.
Rad.
Yeah. You guys do fine. You do fine. Not great, but fine.
Okay. That's okay. Gosh, what would that do to my
career trajectory?
Yes.
What would you do now?
If I knew
you were going to peak at
fine. Gosh.
That's what you should hope for is fine.
I think there should be,
gosh, I would label now fine. So there's no, there's no uptick.
Yeah,
that's a solid plateau.
I will say this though. I think I really like the idea of us as a culture embracing not like mediocrity, but like, we should be able to celebrate people even if they're not famous, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Or that whole thing like on Instagram where it's like, you know, you got to know who you are and you got to be the greatest of what you do. And, you know, like you're always selling yourself.
Yeah.
All these like motivational speakers and shit.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, what about just like, you got to sit on the couch and do nothing for 3 hours so you don't kill yourself?
Yeah. You got to like.
No one says that.
Do what you need to do to be fine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is that self-care music.
Yeah,
yeah, self-care.
Get to it right now.
What? How you living so fine? How you living so fine?
Emphasis on the fine.
Yo.
I'm doing okay, like I feel alright. Not a shining sun, not a star that's bright. I feel level-headed, a solid 5. Going through the day just being alive.
I got TV that it's up on my screen, and it's helping me feel more even and keen. It's helping me keep my head a little straight. So yes, I can be good but not feeling great, yeah.
How you doing? What is the sitch? How come you're acting like a fucking bitch?
Yeah.
Always complaining about your shit. Why don't you just stop and fucking quit?
I'm not famous yet. Is famous the best thing a man can get? Don't worry about that. Come back down the line and be fine with being fine.
How you doing fine? Yo, how you doing fine?
Doing fine.
How you doing fine? Oh, you tell me yours and I'll tell you mine.
How you doing fine?
Doing fine.
How you doing fine?
Yup.
How you doing fine?
We got to be fine with being fine.
Yo, sometimes I remember I don't remember math, and then I fucking put a bath bomb in a bath, and then I listen to a pod so loud, and I think, oh yeah, I think I don't need to live in a shroud. I don't need to have illusions of grandeur. I can just be, and I can just stand here. I can say, yo, you know what was fun? Today I really went for a run.
Sometimes when I'm sad, when I'm being a straight up bitch, I lie on the couch with my Nintendo Switch.
What?
I download games that are $350 each. A simulator where I'm out on a beach. I can't get to the beach, it's too far away. I didn't have time to drive to the beach today, but a picture of a beach and it's up on my screen. I feel fine if you know what I mean.
You're real pretty, girl. Stop being sad. Stop being angry. Forgive your dad. Everything's fine. You're gonna do good. Just go on. Be in your hood. Get a drink. Have maybe three. Then fucking piss on that little tree. The tree
piss
in
on
which
that tree.
It's a burning bush. Yeah, smoke you a bit of kush.
I can't stress this enough. Smoke it all up. Forgive your dad if things get rough. Piss on a tree, it will make you feel free. And fine is the way that you've got to be.
How you doing fine?
Yeah.
How you doing fine?
69.
How you doing fine?
All the time.
Yo, piss on that little tree, it's sublime.
How you doing fine?
Doing okay.
How you doing fine?
Doing fine.
How you doing fine?
Yeah.
I'll tell you yours. You tell me mine.
Greedy, 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 greedy little pig. You want your dick to be huge. You want it to be big. But it doesn't need to be. What's your sign? I got a mid-sized dick. It's doing fine.
Yo, your dick does not need to be able to jump benches. It's okay. Your dick's 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
You know what? You could use your mouth. What the fuck is your problem? What are you dreaming about?
And having a small dick? Yeah, that pretty must suck. But a big dick doesn't mean you're not dumb as fuck. You're not smart. You're not fun to hang out with. Just go piss on that tree, man.
I heard this from a woman, and I'll say it again. You know who's obsessed with big dick straight men?
Yeah.
And that's just the truth. Small dicks is where it's at to you.
Yeah, small dicks.
Your dick is fine.
Small dicks.
Your dick is fine.
Small dicks.
Your dick is fine.
Yo, you show me yours, and I'll show you mine.
Yeah, it's all right. I promise you. Yeah, good laughing, boys. But also, if part of you needs to hear this, I'll tell you it's cool. Don't worry. Yeah, good laugh again. Take a deep breath.
Is it okay?
It's all okay. I promise you, passion and commitment go a long way.
You're doing fine.
Doing fine.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing fine.
Doing fine.
Yeah, we all doing fine.
Gentlemen, Matt Jones!
Goodness, what a dream. That was so fun, man. You were awesome. What do you want the people to know?
My penis is humongous, by the way.
All of our penises are very big. Mine's as big as the sun.
Hot damn, I wish there was an equivalent for me. I don't know. There's no, like, weird angst yet. I'll just go on the record as, there's no real true equivalent.
No, it's just being online, like, the amount of things that come up on, you know, websites, like, man, guys must really care about the size
of your dick. If you're raised on porn, you could be led to believe that you have to have a big dick.
And we all were.
And there are some women who love big dicks, and that's great. And there are some women who don't care, and that just means...
I can truly say, live for
every pot.
I could give a fuck. I really don't care.
I have very little use for the size of other men's penises.
Yeah, I know.
Me also.
And this is what Off Book is all about. Knowledge, forgiveness.
Oh my God.
Talking about,
I can't believe I'm still talking about dicks. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. We loved it. That was so fun.
What a joy. Where can the people find you?
Watch El Camino on Netflix.
El Camino on Netflix.
Why you haven't yet.
Breaking Bad if you haven't already. You psychopath.
Oh my gosh. I'll come and find you.
I'm also, I have a show on CBS Monday at 8:30 called Bob Hart's Abishola sitcom. It's great, and I perform around the country from time, I don't know, follow me on Instagram, you'll find out.
That's great. Alright, we love you all. Thank you for listening. Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for
Brett on the Brett. Choo choo. Give it up for Dana Wiggins on the Stickins. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. You know it. You're here, and we can't say thanks enough. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if your heart is in your home,
then you'll never really be alone. Also, plant a tiny tree to pee on. Bye!
Forget your dad! Or not, if he doesn't deserve it.